Back pain is quite a common condition that's plagued people for a long time. We have traditional approaches such as chiropractic, physiotherapy, massage, etc. What we found in NOT is that there are reflexes found in the front and the back of the pelvis, and reflexes found in the front and the back of the head, switches, if you will. Then these switches communicate to each other, so the head knows where the pelvis is and the pelvis knows where the head is. And they send their information up to the brain, and the brain can decide how I'm going to stay upright and keep the head above the pelvis or the pelvis underneath the head. It's basic engineering. And so if these sensors or switches are all calibrated to each other, then the body knows how to stay vertical and upright. However, when we have a fall or a trauma or, like bonk your head on a cupboard door and you didn't see it coming, this can affect those switches and turn them off, so to speak. So these reflexes aren't working and not communicating with the other ones that are working. So we're in neural disorganization. Now, in order to stay head over pelvis or pelvis underneath head, the body actually has to compensate because not all the switches are communicating. Think of it almost like a puppet. If all the strings were even, communicating from the head to the pelvis and the pelvis to the head, then the puppet or the marionette would look like it's vertical. But if you shortened one of the strings on one side or on the other, it would have a crookedness to it, or a forwardness, or a backness to it. And this is what happens with the spine. Because these higher circuits are off, the spine is always in compensation and staying tighter and onto one side, or leaning forward or leaning backwards. And that creates the myriad of conditions that people go for treatments, calling it back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, etc. And with neural organization technique, we can activate these reflexes, first find if they're off, and then activate them. And then after they have been activated, the nervous system is reset, then it makes sense to do some chiropractic adjusting if need be, and massages and yoga and all these other techniques. But if we don't do the neural organization technique, people will continuously have tight back, tight neck and shoulders, and lean off to one side, stand on one leg. They can never stand straight, sit straight. They're always shuffling around. These are all things to watch for that we can correct very easily.